Avasarai Bante, today is Saturday, the 2nd October 2021, and we are all gathered here to introduce the first program of mindfulness for beginners. I respectfully welcome, with your permission, Bante, most venerable Udayiragama Dhammajiva Mahathero and all the other venerable theros from Nisanavanaya and around the world. Also, I warmly welcome all of you who joined to this program via Zoom technology from around the world. Before I start the session, I should mention that this program is initiated according to Venerable Lokaswami's instructions, and then Venerable Dhammakusala Thero provided us necessary support to set up the required foundation for this program. I pay my respectful gratitude to both venerables for this great initiation. This program is a joint effort of both Australian and UK Dhamma friends. Hereafter, Mr. Namantha Tantrike from Sydney will be the host for this program, and Ms. Lushani Kodithwaku will support us from UK region. And we have many more other Dhamma friends helping for this program from both UK and Australian regions. Anyone who wish to develop mindfulness is welcome to this program, despite our limitations such as religious, race, skin color, or whatever else. Before passing to the hosting to the program to Namantha, I would like to invite Most Venerable Udayiragama Dhammajiva Mahathero to start the session to share his wisdom with us. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you, Rajika. So for the last 2 years, I had no chance to visit UK. Otherwise, I am a regular visitor based upon the London Buddhist Vihara, Venerable Srila Vimala Mahathero. And 2 years before, maybe 3 years, I can't remember, we prepare a first mindfulness video to introduce the story of mindful story, a story of the mindful school. And first show, we did it in London Buddhist Vihara. It was after a talk, and everyone was so happy because we were just in the beginner's level. And everyone expressed the support, including Venerable Mahathero. And just before coming, maybe I would have spent 10 to 20, 15 days in UK, and on the way back, we wanted to have a session in the Vihara, but it was not a success. Next time I go there, there's a few key people like Anuma Vatthalaya and some other people. They were so keen and started, and again, there was some kind of a lagging behind. And later, with the support of Vincent Halakorn and Harindra and yet another person I can't remember, we started the mindful school for 9 children. And now it is still continuing. That is for the mindful school concept, introducing the mindfulness to children with the direct touch of the parents. And they were the masters or facilitators and happening. And while it is happening only, this new relationship started. So I do not intend to teach you or have a session with you for the mindfulness as such, but wish to express some of the current trends and the progress in our mindful school. And I would like to divide into three. As far as the Sri Lankan situation is concerned, we have three major branches for the moment for the development of mindful school. Very first one was the master training program. Now it is happening in another channel, and I took 10-15 minutes for this Australia-UK channel. And that master training program is aiming at to 0.25 million teachers in Sri Lanka. And hopefully, we are going to reach that huge task by 2022. And then when the school started, we are with hope we can give some kind of a basic, and we prepare the 8-session module, and that is well accepted even the British Parliament. British Parliament, Craig and last time came here, I can't remember, he and I think UK, Boris Vihara is connected with cable, that's the opposition leader's son, he is fully support. He's a person dedicated, and one day he wants to become a monk. So master training program is the basic reach. We have translated that into Sinhala, Tamil and Sinhala, and about to, we have the module in English, but we have not conducted as such. And when we go to UK, English module is important, and we are going to have, if we have enough time to, together with the Sri Lankan private school teachers, and with the help of UK parliamentarian representative. That is the first module, first one third of the Satipatthana. We are heavily engaged, and last week onward, we are rolling the same, and Rajika also participating, and Rajika and others are asking questions, and we are answering, and now it is happening in this moment also. The second part, what I wish to present is for you to understand the situation. Sri Lankan government, or the, I would say rather, Minister of Education, we had a long discussions, maybe 5-6 years, and now they have implemented education reform, and they are aiming at 2023. They want to have the pilot project on 2022, and we had a long discussions, and ultimately this corona came. And last August 1st, or September 1st, they launched 7 TV channels, dialogue TV channels, and we came to know they have allocated 2 periods for mindfulness as a subject. And it is distributing that subject must be geared for the aim for the grade 1 to 5. Can you hear?
Oh.
Okay. 1 to 5, and then 6 to 9, 10, 11, 1 channel, and 11 to 8. 12:30. And we are now preparing videos, 30-minute videos. It's a huge task. And Rajika and others helped a lot in purchasing equipment. And you know, in the corona situation and dollar situation, we are held up. But anyway, it is happening soon. And on top of that, we convinced the Department of Education, National Institute of Education, in between each 2 periods, they are going to give us 5 to 6 minutes a break, or we can we call a filler. So we have to have 8 fillers for each section, 1 to 6, 1 to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, second grade, 10, 11, another grade, 12:30. So we are making, recruiting people and equipment and outsource prepared. And so far, we just in a breathing situation up to November. And department is communicating with us. So we are about to issue the letter, authorizing letter, for each and every teacher to take part with the already prepared, already selected 150 master trainers, and they are getting these videos, and we have already prepared videos. I think by the time you will know, this is already published in the our website, and these two are the main things now we are doing. In addition to that, we have normal mindful schools for the prisons, for the universities, and for the other organization volunteering, private institute and others, they are also happening in the virtual way. Okay, first and the second, I hope I explained. The third one is, next February 5th, we are going to summon a meeting on mindfulness and a few sections. One thing is Satipatthana, mindful school. Second thing is, the state of art, state of the mindfulness in the present day society. So we are so lucky to have Richard Davidson consent for that. And the first time we are going to get, we will get about 15 minutes. And Bhikkhu Bodhi also will participate. And Chris from the UK also very happy. And some Tibetan Lamas and Bante Rahula from USA, American Rahula. And we are going to have a few forums. And we recently we discussed how the, specifically for the elders, how this the mindfulness, or rather I would say the bare attention, developing together with the world community, not with the Buddhism and aiming at the Nibbana, without disturbing it, without diverting from it, how the rest of the world, so to say, Muslims, Catholics, Hindus, what it may be, and how it is developing. So we mapped it and implemented in the master training program 8 sessions, and we went up to the social emotional development, SEL, and they are talking about the emotional literacy, and department is going to give us 21st century mindfulness skills. 21st century skills, and both is social emotional learning and mindful 21st century skills never mention about mindfulness. Now our huge task is to incorporate mindfulness to the social emotional learning part, incorporate mindfulness into the 21st century skills, and then set the trend in the world not to limit the mindfulness to therapy, not to limit the mindfulness to healing, but instead to take it to the prevention. Prevention is better than cure. So that is the trendsetter, a huge thing we Sri Lankan has to do. So we are taking initiative in the February 5th, and few people are being invited to give articles and the talks and kind of things. So we have to prepare all these 3 trends, master training program, we making videos, and the third thing is for the international community, the summit. It's not a summit, it's also virtual, this thing, in time to come, February. So we are aiming everything to the 2022 January, February. So we are quite welcome your foreign participation and your views, your outlook to see. And we are very happy and very proud to say that in Sri Lanka, radios, TVs, books, newspapers, everyone now asking us to come and give an introductory talk. So luckily enough, we have at least for 15 months on your mark, get set now, go. And 150 master trainers, and many are waiting to come and enroll. We are doing that also. And the media, we have to drive very carefully because of that big popularity. There may be a lot of criticisms and side effects and all the kind of thing. So far, so good. So far, no any friction. So therefore, we may consider the UK and US Australian team as the satellite. We send waves to you, you reflect back. And then we can see the Earth through the satellite photos. So therefore, please be alert. Keep the relationship with as much as possible with the master training program, with the video preparation program, as well as the theoretically how we Sri Lankan can guide according to the teaching of the Buddha, not to disturb others, but to develop the harmony among the nations, creeds, languages. So hopefully my talk was meaningful. and it was a practical one. I just wanted to share with you. Hopefully you will use the rest of the session for the practice or pragmatic and interactive part. So I would like to take leave. Before that, can you give me remarks about my presentation, please?
Most Honorable Bhante, this is Namant Tantrigi from Sydney speaking. I am delighted, and I'm sure we are all delighted to hear the monumental progress Most Honorable Bhante has been making, and with the update on Satipasala, the videos, Master Trainers Program, and the international program retreat programs of virtual retreat programs of similar to this program. And I personally highly appreciate this. And if there is anyone in the Zoom audience at the moment who would especially want to express their opinion to Most Honorable Bhante, please raise the hand and I will let you speak. Since so far no one has raised hand, Bhante, I would like to express gratitude on the fact that Bhante is making this a very well-organized, multi-fronted endeavor to support the filtration of mindfulness to Sri Lankans and to people world over. Especially this program is a program that will reach out to the entire English-speaking community as well in time. And I wish Bhante and all the team, massive team behind Bhante, all the best going forward, and Bhante will have all our support moving forward. And I would also like to thank Bhante most heartfully for being here with us today. This is the inaugural session for me as the host for the program, for all of us co-hosts, and for all the people attending. It's a huge thing for us to hear Bhante's voice, and we salute Bhante's endeavor fully. Thank you so much, Bhante.
Thank you, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. We'll disconnect from here. Hopefully, Rajika will give some remarks at the end. I will join the other Zoom group.
Thank you so much, Bhante. Thiruvan Saranai Avasarai. So we are very thankful to Venerable, Most Venerable Bhante for appearing and discussing and presenting the ideas as we all witnessed. Now I would like to invite our very own Most Venerable Dhamma Kusala Thero to take this opportunity for us to proceed this beginners program for all of us to understand mindfulness further. Venerable Bhante, I would like to invite Bhante. Thank you.
Dear Dhamma friends who are gathered here, so we have 100 participants for the program today, and maybe many waiting in the waiting room or the queue. So we are glad to see such an audience gather for mindfulness. And this is a program that we will continue in the future weekly basis, and we try to develop together. So initially today is very first session, and we are just getting the idea of the program, the template of the program, and we will try and keep it open, and we will see where it is evolving and how we can work together as a group to develop our practice. So when it comes to mindfulness, I was thinking how to explain this to a new audience. How should we present this to a new audience about the mindful practice? So I was thinking, just various thoughts were popping up to my head, but I just kept it open and I wanted to see how it goes during the session. I wanted to see how we can make progress depending on the occasion that we face. So this very practice, let me explain in this way. Some of you might be new here. Some of you are already familiar with the practice. So let's try and view it in a certain way and try and explain it in a certain way. So my point of view, I would like to present today in this manner. Now, this discussion that we are doing, this gathering we are doing, we are more like discussing about a taste that we can feel, right? Let's say salty taste that we can feel. So this discussion is upon that taste. Now let me ask you, now if body, about this feeling that you get when you taste salt, how would you put it into words? Think about it a little bit. Now you may write few pages, you may try to explain in various ways, but this person, he hasn't tasted salt before, and you are trying to communicate this message. So it is going to be a very difficult task because this person hasn't tasted salt before. And we are trying with words. We are trying to explain with words. And of course, you do a great job trying to explain. Maybe about 10% of the message will communicate. Only about 10% will be communicated to the other person. The remaining 90%, it's of course difficult to explain in words. You have to experience yourself. So the best way to understand this discussion, understand the practice, is to experience yourself. We ask that person to, you know, taste some salt. And suddenly he will realize, this is the thing that we were talking about. This is the taste that they were trying to explain in so many words. He will suddenly realize. So such an activity we are doing in this discussion, in this talk, when we discuss our experience, we try to explain. We try to put into words about this taste, the taste of truth that we try to put into words. But when you practice, of course, you suddenly realize, this is what they are talking about. This is what all the words were about. So this session should progress with the practice. So you have to practice a little bit. During the session also, we will try and practice for a few minutes, and you have to do it on your own. Little by little, we learn together. We develop together. More you practice, better you understand the words that we are using. More you practice, better you get the vibe of the discussion. So that way, we have to progress little by little. Maybe during the first session or first few weeks, you might not understand much about the discussion or about the practice. But when you continue for a while, when you practice for a while, suddenly you realize, this is what they were talking about. This is the taste, the experience that we're talking about. So that type of a difficult task we have in our hands. Difficult to communicate, easier to see through the practice, easier to experience through the practice, but we have to somehow give the message. No? We have to somehow put it into words. That's how the other person will try and practice. That's how other person will start from his end. So that type of a discussion we are having. So I invite all of you to, you know, keep it open and just continue for a few weeks. And with time, we get to understand more and more about the nature of the program as well as about the way of practice. So with that in mind, let's discuss a little bit about the practice. So a few weeks back, there was a small child who was a girl, and she was 11 years old, and she was telling Bhante, this is my second program. Last week also I connected, this is my second time. And she was using very few nice words to explain the practice. She was telling, earlier also I was walking. Earlier also I was sitting. Earlier also I was doing various activities. Now also I am walking, now also I am sitting, now also I am doing various activities. The only difference is that now I know that I am walking. Now I know that I am sitting. Now I know that I am brushing my teeth. That's the only difference. So she's telling only after 2 weeks, she's putting her experience into words and telling this is the difference. Earlier also I did these things, but I wasn't aware. I was thinking, I was lost in my mind. I had so many thoughts and stuff in my mind. I was doing these activities, but my attention was somewhere else. Now she is telling, now I know. That's the only difference I can feel. She was explaining. So I was telling, you can't talk like this after 2 weeks. It's not fair for the rest of the group. Only attending 2 weeks, you are telling like this. You are giving the essence of this practice. How can you do like that? How can you grasp this like that? I was asking. But her name was Parami. So there you have it. In the name, you have the reason. So maybe she's starting from the place where she left off last time. So that type of a practice we are talking about. So try and see whatever the activities you do, your day-to-day life. You might have so many activities. You might have your jobs, your families, various tasks in your schedule. That's fine. And you will come and complain that I don't have time to these things, to do these things. So that's a usual complaint. That's fine. That's okay. Just try and see whatever you do, can you become aware? Can you just become aware? Can you just become aware I am brushing my teeth? Can you just become aware that I am having a meal? Or can you just become aware that I am rushing somewhere? That awareness is the practice that we are talking about. So when you try, you will come and tell that I tried, but my mind is nowhere I can find. Or one moment I try to be mindful, next moment I am lost. So that's the idea. That is why we need a practice. Otherwise, you don't need to practice, no? So try and see during your day-to-day life, you have the coming week for you. So try and see whatever the activity that you are doing. Just pay attention and see. I am brushing my teeth. I am brushing somewhere. I am working at my office. So whatever the task you do, you just try to become aware that you do that activity. Try to become aware that you are doing something. Try to become aware what you feel while you do that activity. Let's say you are brushing your teeth. So when you pay attention, you might notice that you can hear the sound of the brush. You can feel how it is touching your teeth. You can feel how it is touching your gums. You can hear the sound from the surrounding. Various thoughts come to your mind. So this entire process is there. This entire combination is there. That's fine. Just become aware. Okay, now I see the sounds, the thoughts, the feeling, everything is there. So just being with that process, just being aware. So that is the practice we are trying to do. Of course, I put into these words, but when you try, you realize that it's not that easy. You might come with so many complaints. So that is fine. The complaints are welcome. You just try and see again and again. Like how you look into a mirror and see your reflection and check whether everything is okay. Similar manner, we are looking into ourselves. Again and again, we are asking, what am I doing? I am brushing. I am eating something. I am walking somewhere. I am sitting in front of a TV probably. So just that awareness, that reflection on yourself. Usually we have a tendency to reflect about other people, the surrounding. What's going on around us. Maybe we have a phone and we record it. So these things are common to us. But instead, we try to reflect on ourselves. We try to see what is happening within ourselves. We try to see what we can feel. So that is the practice that we are talking about. That's one way to explain it. So we will, little by little, we will try. And when you try, of course, you will have so many questions, so many doubts will come. That is fine. That's why we have this discussion. So you can try for a little while and you can come back with your feedback, with your experience. And when you share that experience, not only you are learning, but the entire group is learning. Because they also hear, this is also a human like me. He also has these troubles while practicing. So we learn together. Even the person that's talking me, I am also learning. Every session, I have some amount transferred to my account as well. So you usually don't see that transaction. Instead, you see only the major one. But of course, through the back door, there's another transaction. And I am also learning day by day. So Chief Bhante has done it for 30 years. So imagine the things he has learned. So that way, we are doing it little by little, and we are trying to progress in this practice. We are trying to experience the idea that is explained here. The idea of mindfulness, the idea of being aware about yourself. Similar to that child's comment, earlier was also I was doing these things. Now also I am doing. The only difference is that I am aware. I know that I am doing. When there is a difficult feeling in your mind, you are aware. You know that you have a difficulty in your mind. When there is anger in your mind, you are aware. You know that you have anger in your mind. That way, we practice this awareness. So this is called, you don't have a choice. You don't have, similar to somebody else's problem, you just try and be aware. But our problem is that we usually go and judge. Oh, this is good, this is bad. And we try and explain it to other people. But when you practice little by little, you try and learn how to just be aware without making a choice. How to just be aware that you are feeling something bad. How to just be aware there is trouble in your mind. That awareness we had to practice again and again. And more you practice, you realize earlier I wasn't practicing like this. Earlier, I was judging these things, but now I am not so much judging. Now I am not so much troubled about these thoughts. Your own thoughts you were thinking earlier. Now it feels like just thoughts without a thinker. They are just thoughts without a thinker, and they just be. They just come and go. All the sounds just come and go. All the feelings just come and go. And little by little, you experience peace more and more. This peace that we are talking about, the truth that we are talking about, there is nothing more that you have to experience. There is nothing, nowhere else that you have to be. Just this, the quality of this present moment, the quality of the time that we are spending, the quality of the things that we have. So that is the practice we are trying to develop little by little. And more you practice, you realize, although I have future plans, although I have these incidents from my past, this present moment is fresh. It is not spoiled from the past. It is not spoiled from the future. Instead, every moment is afresh. Every heartbeat, every breath is fresh. This life is refreshing again and again. So that experience we have to develop through practice. And more you practice little by little, you understand what we are talking about. you feel inside you. Earlier, my mind was creating so much trouble. Sometimes I had to take medication for my troubles. I had so much problems. I had anxiety. I had depression in me. But now, with this practice, when you develop little by little, you realize now my mind is at peace. Finally, my mind is happy with the available things. My mind is happy with the present moment. My mind is happy with the place where I am right now. So this you have to experience with practice. Let's say you try and think that I am happy here. I am happy with this moment. But the next moment, when something happens, your mind starts wandering again and again. Your mind is going after some other thing. So through practice only, you can develop this nature, this accepting what you have, being glad about what you have, and just the quality of the present moment that we are appreciating. More and more you appreciate, more peace you will realize within you, more peaceful and calm your mind would be. And that is the target that we are going after. That is the practice that we are developing little by little. So I hope my words were useful. And this is the very best program. So I invite all of you to just keep it open. Just continue for a few weeks and see the vibe of the program. See where it is evolving. We don't know. We can't say. So we will work together as a group, and little by little, we are trying to experience, we are trying to grow together as practitioners of mindfulness. I think we can take a few minutes after the talk to practice this mindfulness that we are talking about. So I was asked to, during every program, I was asked to do like at least like 5-10 minutes of practice, mindful practice, so that we are trying to do today as well. So I invite all of you to go along with the comments, with the words, and try and see how you feel when you hear these words, what you feel when you do this type of a practice. Okay, so let's say now we are sitting somewhere. Just take a few seconds and make sure that you are comfortable with your seating arrangement. Try and adjust it if you need. Just take a few seconds to make yourself comfortable. Now, after adjusting your seat, just close your eyes gently and just become aware that you are sitting in this comfort. Just become aware what you feel when you sit in this comfort. Your eyes are closed. And you have comfort in your seat. And we just try to be aware that we are sitting. When you pay attention like that, you might notice some struggle. Maybe various thoughts are coming. You hear various sounds from the surrounding. Luckily, eyes are closed. So only the sounds and thoughts may be disturbing you. That's fine. Just let them be. Don't try and go and disturb sounds. Instead, just let them be. Don't try and go disturb thoughts. Instead, just let them be. And you just become aware. You just try and see that you are sitting again and again. Just notice how you are sitting, how this body is placed. Maybe you will feel pressure on your back. maybe you will feel the breath going in and coming out. Maybe you will feel the stomach moving back and forth according to the breath. Maybe you feel your heartbeat kind of a vibration. So whatever you feel, that's fine. Just become aware that you feel these things. Breath going in and coming out. Another breath going in and coming out. Just become aware. Again and again, your attention will move to things like sounds, various thoughts, various sensations from your body. Maybe you will feel sleepy. Maybe you will feel pain inside your body. So whatever you feel, you are not running after them. You just become aware about it. Among all these things, you are peaceful and calm. The breath is there. The sounds are there. The thoughts are there. Various sensations, feelings are there. Among all of them, we are calm and peaceful. For a few more minutes. Okay, now we will slowly open our eyes again. Now try and see how you feel. Now, after a few minutes of this practice, is there a difference in your mind? Maybe you feel peaceful and calm. Maybe it is agitated. Try and see how you feel. Okay, with that, I think we can move forward in the program. And now, Mantha, what is the next item that we have?
Thank you very much, Mantha, for that great talk and explanations. Next, we have arranged three questions for Mantha to advise based on. If Mantha thinks we have time, we can proceed with them. It is 6:30. It is 1 hour by now. I would like to know what Bhante thinks.
Do we have that document that we wanted to present?
Yes, we have that.
About the practice and how to write a report. And
yes, we have
yes,
that.
Yes, I think it's better that you share it with the group through the screen share. You can go and just go through the document. And after that, we will take a few minutes to discuss about the experience.
All right, so I think all of you can see what I have shared on the screen. The training involved in this program will continue with a few steps in the process. Firstly, you will have to become very familiar with two videos we have. One is mindful walking, the other is mindful sitting. And once you have watched these two videos, they are very suitable for a beginner to familiarize with. Once you have watched these two videos, you can allocate up to about, let's say 15 minutes to 30 minutes a day on mindful walking. And then you can go on doing mindful sitting for another 15 to 30 minutes, hopefully each day. And then when you do this for several days, and you gain, you gather practice of...
If you can zoom in a little bit.
Yes, Bhante. Is that fine, Bhante?
It's the wording is not clear. Maybe my device. No, further if you're going.
Is that visible, Bhante?
Yeah, even further would be fine. One more step into the document.
Okay, that's the maximum, I think.
Right, yes.
Okay, thank you for that, Bhante. So this is mindful walking, the first video. Once you watch that video, you can understand the concept of what to do during mindful walking, and the same for mindful sitting. Once you watch this video, you can gain an idea of what you have to focus on, or rather, what you can do during mindful sitting. Once you are familiar with the concepts in these two videos from which are currently on YouTube, you can allocate, please try and allocate small time daily, let's say 15 minutes to 30 minutes on one session of mindful walking, and then you should move on to the second session, which is going to be mindful sitting for another 15 to 30 minutes. And then you can do this for several days, and then you can, once you gather something like 2 hours of experience in mindful walking and another 2 hours of experience in mindful sitting, you can write a report, what we call a reflection report, where you describe what you experienced. For example, if you are walking, you can focus on the sole of your feet touching the ground, what you feel when they touch the ground, and how you perceive this sensation, your body movement, your legs moving, how you feel this, and how your focus keeps attached to your body, or whether it goes out into thoughts and other things, you know, or sounds in the environment, and comes back into your attached back to the body or body sensations. These are the things you can write. You can be descriptive here and describe the object of your focus, which is going to be the sole of your feet, but other things can become sensations too. Then you can list them up, and once you finish mindful walking, you can go to mindful sitting. Here you can describe things like how you felt the breath moving in and out of the nostrils, the pressure points, the raising and falling of the abdomen. These are the things that you can mention, how the thoughts that the thinking or the thoughts might disturb you during this process. You can describe what was disturbing you. You might feel pain somewhere in the body. You can describe if you felt any pain, and then how you observed, how you reacted to those things. So when you write these two reports, Bhante can understand what kind of progress you are making through these sessions. So once you write the reports, you will have to submit them to us through the Google form, which is shown here. I will put them into the chat section soon, or else you can email them to this email address. So we maintain both the form and the email continuously. Once we receive your reports through these, we will present them, read it out in the next session, so that Bhante can hear your report and he will advise you. So every week or every 2 weeks, you can do this, and you will feel that when you get advice directly for your own report, you feel a lot of impact and you feel a lot of encouragement to keep on continuing mindfulness practice on a day-to-day basis. So we will be having this Zoom session going forward every week, the same time for Sri Lanka and the UK. But I believe in Melbourne and Sydney, the times will change next Saturday. So we will advise that on the notification. Yes. Bhante, are you happy with my description? Do you want me to add anything further?
No, I think that's enough. Now every week, every meeting, we will go through this document before we go into the experience sharing. So that way, if there's a newcomer, we are targeting newcomers here. So if there's a newcomer, they can get the idea. They can understand how we are progressing in the practice and what is the way to submit reports, and all these things are available in this document. So every week we'll just take 5 minutes to go through this document like you did today and just give an idea about the practice and the way to report.
Avasarai Bhante, there are a couple of questions from people saying where can they access the document. So if you all go to the chat where it says chat, we have uploaded the document that you can now download. And that document, which Namantha went through, all the instructions are in that document. So that is now available to download on the chat.
Thank you very much, Lushani, for doing that. So everybody can feel free to download this and keep it. So it has the videos and the Google form and email, and you can use it going forward. Bhante, the next item on our list is the questions, reflection reports. Would we have time for that at the moment?
That's fine. We will take a few more minutes to discuss this.
Thank you so much, Bhante. Lushani, I would like to invite you to kindly read the reports, the first one. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Namantha. Avasarai Bhante. So we have one question and two reflection reports, one on mindful sitting and one on walking meditation. Bhante, would you like me to do the question first or the reflection reports?
Let's start with the reports, reflection reports. Then at the end of the session, we will check the question.
Thank you, Bhante. Okay, I'll read the first report, Bhante. So, Avasarai Bhante, I would. So, this is the first report, and this is on mindful walking. So, the first report goes, Avasarai Bhante, I would like to present my reflection report on mindful walking. I began walking by focusing all my attention on my soul. I could feel the floor with my soul when each foot touched the floor. I could feel the time between one foot rising from the floor and the next moment when it placed firmly on the ground. Focus was maintained cyclically between sole of my foot and the movement of the sole through air when I move from one foot to the other. I felt very relaxed compared to the stress that I always felt during normal day-to-day activity. I also felt that I have thoughts flowing through my mind, but I could still maintain enough attention on my soul. I also saw that my attention to how I turned at each corner of walking track was sharper and more concentrated than during when I walked straight. I could feel the body movement and turning well. Sometimes my focus went into my thoughts without my knowing, and I realized this when my focus shifted back to the sensation from my soul or to the movement of my body. The speed and the walking were maintained automatically by the walk itself, and allowed this to continue without trying to make any changes myself. This is the report of my mindful walking, Bhante. Much appreciate any advice, Bhante, that you can provide me. Much merits to all. Bhante, that's the first report.
Okay, so it's good to hear a report on the walking, because that we didn't do, only sitting we took today, because we only had limited time. So this is the other part of the practice. So we are telling the formal practice. Earlier I was explaining how to do this regularly throughout the day. So when you try and practice yourself, it is helpful to do some kind of a formal practice every day. So we are suggesting, we are recommending mindful walking for about 20-30 minutes. Just walk in a relaxed manner and try and notice what you feel. So in this report, you have a valuable information regarding the things that this person felt. Maybe the soles of the feet, maybe the thoughts, maybe how the weight is shifting. All these things were noticed, and just the practice was continued. So that is the way. And walking is really helpful. If you try and practice it daily, then you can, of course, take your mindfulness to day-to-day practice. That is helpful because usually the day-to-day rush, we are having trouble practicing. So always our mind is lost in thoughts. So when you do walking, mindful walking, so that is preparing you for that purpose, for the day-to-day mindfulness. So walking is a good starting point for a newcomer, and we recommend all of you to try and make it a habit in your day-to-day life. Every day you have 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes reserved for this type of a practice. You don't have to take a burden onto your shoulder. Instead, just walk in a comfortable manner and notice what you feel. Just think that I am walking nowhere. Usually we walk, we go, we have a destination. We have a target, we have a goal in our mind. But this walk, we are just walking. We have no destination. We have no target. And once you remove that target, once you remove that destination from your mind, you are calm and peaceful. That is why suddenly the day-to-day anxiety is gone. Suddenly the stress that you feel every day is gone within like 10, 20 minutes. It's good that if you can, let's say, pick some time of your daily schedule, maybe evening time before you go to bed, you can try and fix 20-30 minutes of walking. And early in the morning, you can try and fix 20-30 minutes of sitting. So try and do it for a while. If you continue for a few weeks and see the difference. So early morning, if you sit for 20-30 minutes, that is preparing for the entire day. that is preparing you for the challenges during the day. Usually, if you go with agitated mind, if you go with distracted mind, the entire day could be the worst day in your life because you are so distracted, you are so agitated, so you don't see any light in your day-to-day life. So that's not a good way to start a day. Instead, start with some light, instead start with some peace in your mind. So if you have that attitude, then entire day would be better. Some say that this is the best day of my life. Not by gaining something, just you have peace in your mind. You have calmness in your mind. You are not so agitated. You don't feel so stressed. Instead, you are calm and peaceful. So that is approaching a day. So if you do like sitting for a while and just go for your work and studies, then you feel calm and quiet throughout the day. You feel less peace in your mind. And towards the end of the day, it will wear off. It will go away. But again, you come back home. Again, you try to do mindful walking, probably like 20, 30 minutes, and try and see whether you can bring that attention back, bring that comfort back, bring that peace back into your mind. So this is a good report in that sense. Now it shows how to practice. It shows what to do. So all the valuable information are there. So what I suggest for this person and the rest of the group is that you just continue this way.
Thank you, Bhante. May I read the next report, Bhante? So this is on sitting meditation.
Okay.
And it is from an adult in Australia/New Zealand, it says. So the report goes, Bhante, I would like to describe my mindful sitting as follows. I sat down with the intention of starting sitting meditation. I watched my breath as it went in and left out through my nostrils. Flow of breath was my primary object. I could feel my focus shift between breath and other body sensations at the beginning. As time went on, I could feel it become easier to focus on the breath. The thoughts in my head started to die down and my mind calmed down further. But my focus shifted to thoughts once and once again, while I could still feel the breath moving in and out. After about 20 minutes, I found that my focus was resting automatically on the breath. Even after this time, I could see that my focus left the breath and went into thoughts to come back into the breath. I knew that my focus was away from my breath only when I felt the focus resting once again on my breath moving out through the nostrils. For the whole duration of mindful breathing, sometimes it was easier to focus on the breath, and sometimes it was harder to focus on the breath. I also experienced laziness, but I was not exactly sure whether this helped my attention on the primary object or not. Please advise me, Bhante. Much merits to you.
Okay, now in this report is mentioning also in the previous report we had that comment. Now you feel that you were lost for a while. Only you got to know about that when you came back to your breath, or maybe when you came back to your steps. So that is fine. That's the way. Now it goes to thoughts and it comes back. So if you accept with an open mind, then you realize thoughts are not staying forever. They just come and go, and your attention will automatically come back to the walking, probably the feet or the breath that you're observing. So let it happen again and again. Don't try to, interrupt it. Don't try to disturb it. Just let it happen again and again. When it happens, you realize although it goes to thoughts, it is coming back. Although it came back, it will again go to the thoughts. So there is this resistance. When you go to the thoughts, there is this resistance. When you come back to your breath, there's this resistance. So when you practice more and more, the resistance is lowered. It is reduced. For that to happen, you have to continue, let it again go to thoughts, let it come back again, and just try and see whether you are making a fuss out of it or whether you are calm and peaceful, although all these things are happening. So the thoughts, they are not staying forever. They come and go. The sounds, they are not staying forever.
Bhante, I think we cannot hear you at the moment. I think Bhante's connection is a bit weak at the moment. We'll give Bhante a few minutes, 1 or 2 minutes.
Can you hear me, Lushani?
Yes, Bhante, yes. We thought we lost
you. I think we have some problem with the connection.
Yes, we can hear you well, Bhante.
We have one more report or something, right?
Yes, Bhante. So if I may, next is not a report. It is a question that we have received from an adult in Australia. And the question is, when I do mindful walking, I get distracted by many noises that come up from the background, as well as from thoughts related to day-to-day tasks that I need to focus on. This is affecting my mindfulness practice at the moment. Could you please kindly assist with advice? Much merits.
Okay, so this is a usual question that we get, right? Newcomer usually have this trouble with his or her practice. So what I suggest is that don't try to stop them. Just let the sounds come, let the thoughts come, and just become aware the thoughts are flowing, the sounds are flowing. So once you do that, you realize suddenly you don't have so much trouble. The sounds are flowing, the thoughts are flowing, and you are peaceful among them. And suddenly you will realize that I can feel the breath as well. Maybe I can feel the walking, that I'm walking. I can feel the ground touching against my feet. So when you welcome them, yeah, they are not disturbances anymore. You can remove that word from your glossary once you welcome them. So there are no disturbances in this world. There's nothing more powerful than mindfulness. The quality to become aware. There could be thoughts, there could be sounds, there could be whatever problems, but still you become aware. You can become aware. When you are angry, you can become aware that I am angry. When you are sad, you can become aware that you are sad. Maybe the entire world is going down, but still you can become aware. Maybe we are coming out of a pandemic. Maybe we are still going into a pandemic. We don't know. But still, you can become aware. A lot of people, they are struggling. My mind is also trying to create struggles. But I know. That is the difference. If they don't know, they are lost in those thoughts. They are lost in those feelings. So in a way, we call this is a superpower. It's a superpower to know what you are thinking. It's a superpower to know what you are feeling while you are thinking it, while you are feeling it. So other people, they are lost in the thinking, they are lost in the feeling. And after a few hours, they come to know that I thought this, I felt this. Only after a few hours, they become aware. But as mindful practitioners, whatever the difficult situation you are in, you are aware. And when you develop that quality properly in you, there's nothing more powerful than mindfulness. Right. So this is a good question, regular question. That's my answer for this type of question.
Thank you, Bhante. Thank you. So Bhante, that concludes the reports and the questions for today. I think everyone would have got an idea, as mentioned by Namantha before. So you can all submit any questions or any reflection reports via the Google Docs or email it to us, and we will read it out in the next session. Bhante, Avasarai, that concludes the reports and questions for today.
Okay, so if there is a question or something that the audience would like to ask, we can allow them a few more minutes if they wish. Otherwise, we will conclude the session.
Thank you, Bhante.
Thank you, Lushani. Thank you, Bhante. We are getting a kind of question in the chat saying that the document is not visible in chat, whereas we have shared the document.
Same thing happened to me. I can't also see the document in the chat.
It's Nadeep. I can see the document and I also downloaded the document. So just wondering what's going on with
maybe it is from the... Maybe it is from the... okay. Yeah, we sent it multiple times.
Yeah.
Roshani, Rajika, and I myself sent it. I think.
Okay, some people see it. Yes.
I think there is a hand raised by Mion. Shall I unmute? Have you? I'm assuming she's got a question.
Yes, I have unmuted.
Thank you. Avastarai Bante. I would like to know how to, because I'm right now, I'm in a lot of pain. And how would you sort of look at that without getting disturbed as such?
Okay, so if you can describe a little bit more, what type of a pain? Yes. Walk comfortably, or is it sitting only? So what type of a difficulty you are having?
No, not in sitting. I have this medical problem, which I have in my neck, and I have these terrible headaches and like sort of pins and needles on my face. And I seem to be sort of, you know, like fighting with that all the time. So I was just wondering how I could, you know, look at it and be peaceful while looking at it.
Okay, so this is a good situation that we can, of course, get help with the practice. So we have experienced with a lot of people who are struggling with such difficulties. Some of them were even having some problem with cancer and stuff. So they initially they find it very difficult, because when they pay attention, the pain increases. It is multiplying and you feel so much difficulty. So what I suggest is that you try and do your day-to-day activities. Let's say pick something that anyway you are doing, maybe brushing your teeth or having your meals. So pick such an activity and try to do it mindfully. Try to report us next time. Let's say I tried during this week, I tried brushing. And this is my report. This is what I felt while I was brushing. I could feel the pain in the background, still I could continue with the activity. Let's say you tried having a meal. Okay, this is what I tried and I was having a meal. These are the sensations. This is how it went. So like that, we approach in a simpler manner and try to do one activity. Try and pick one activity that you like and try practice it for during a week's time. Let's say if you pick brushing, you can do it for like 14 times during this week. And next week, you can present a report. Okay, this is mine. Right after hearing that, now we are listening to you. We are listening to your practice. And little by little, we can show the steps forward. So I understand the difficulty. And when you can practice with such a difficulty, you feel the pain is multiplying. It is increasing, but that's just the starting part of the practice. But little by little, we try to survive with this pain. We try to accept it. We try to manage it. It's your mind. There's a saying from Buddha. He's saying that pain you can't avoid. It is unavoidable. But suffering, what is suffering? That's the difficulty that creates from your mind. The body pain is there. Then the suffering, that part is the most difficult part. So it is explaining with the story of two arrows. You get hit by one arrow so that you can't avoid. But then you start, you know, screaming, saying IEO and stuff. So difficult. Then that is explained as the second arrow, suffering part, the part that is created out of your mind. Then it says, then it comes the third arrow. Then comes the fourth arrow. So it is multiplying, increasing, 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 and you are in hell after a while. So this suffering part we can remove, of course. But pain you can't avoid. So we will see how with practice we can avoid this suffering part. The pain part, of course, you can manage.
Okay, thank you.
Bodily pain you can manage. The suffering part is the problem. So let's say there's a toothache. Early in the morning, you feel there's a toothache, right? Then every 20, 30 minutes, you are thinking, I have to go to the doctor. Oh, it is aching. Oh, it is aching. There's a toothache. I have to go to the doctor. Again and again, every 30, 20 minutes, you are repeating this in your mind. It is not intentional. It is going anyway.
And after a while, let's say toward the end of the day, you feel like hell. Still the pain, still more suffering in your mind because of that incident.
So Bhante,
it's unbearable.
It's exactly what is happening, Bhante.
Yes. So the suffering part is the problem, not the body pain. Yes. That is, of course, manageable, but the suffering part, it's too difficult. So with practice, of course, we can remove that suffering part. That is guaranteed. Okay. So you try this approach. Next week, yes, you come back with your report. If you yes, can have a reference to the today's discussion, it's much, much better. Because then you can pick it from there. So that is my suggestion.
Okay, thank you so much, Bhante. Much
more. Okay,
thank you, Bhante. This one other person with their hand raised, do we give a quick opportunity?
Yes.
Okay, we invite Mr. Bandhu Abhay Narayana to speak now. I will unmute.
Excuse me, Bhante. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Simple, small question about sitting down meditation. How do you decide whether one should adopt anapana, the inhale, exhale meditation, or the stomach blowing and going down type? Which is the criterion? Is there any special way to decide on that?
Okay, so that's a good question. And there's a simple answer. You just close your eyes, sit comfortably, and try and see which one is knocking on your door. If anapana is knocking on your door, then that's your object. If stomach is knocking on your door, then that's your object. If, let's say, the posture, maybe the pressure on your back, the legs, if that is knocking on your door, then that's your object. So that is the open approach to practice. If you don't feel anapana, if you try chasing after it, then you are creating difficulty out of that. If you don't feel stomach, if you try to chase after it, then you are creating difficulty out of that. Just be with an open mind. Try and see which one is coming and knocking on your day. Then you will say, now initially anapana was knocking on my door. Now the stomach is knocking. What should I do? So that is the second question, right? So we will come to that question next time. First try and see which one is knocking on your door.
So, excuse me, Bhante. That means, can I change one day, one way? Another day, another way? Or should
you
I go for
change.
That?
I mean, see what is the prominent object, the prominent sensation.
All right.
Yeah. It will change automatically. That is something happening in the nature that is beyond your control. If you try and control everything, then that is the source of suffering or the difficulty that's in our life. So we just keep an open mind, because every day, throughout the day, entire life, we are creating suffering. No, we are having this, we are trying to control, we are fighting this universe and failing. That is usual way. But even in the practice, we try to control certain things. We try to control the breath. We try to control what is appearing inside me. That's difficult. Instead, keep an open mind. Let them come. See who is prominent. Maybe the breath is prominent. Maybe the stomach is prominent. I don't know. It depends on the person. So it varies to each and every person. So you have to sit for yourself and tell us which one was prominent. Whether you could keep your attention there or whether it moved somewhere else. And when it moved, what did you do? So that simple approach, if you take, you will find this practice is much more relaxing. If you try and go after one thing, then it would be difficult.
Thank you, Bhante. I tried recently and I couldn't feel the air coming in and out. You can, but very hard to locate. But the stomach is very, very prominent. I can feel the rise and lowering of it very well. And what happens is when I try to concentrate on that, I start to feel the inhalation and exhalation as well.
Okay.
What should I do?
Right. So that's now we are progressing. Now earlier you didn't know which one to pick. Now you know the stomach is coming, right? Okay. Yes. When you try be with that, then the breath is appearing. So there is this change. Right? So can you accept this change? Try welcome both and see how this race is going in between them. Maybe the stomach is winning, maybe the breath is winning. Again, the stomach is winning, again, the breath is winning. Like that, it is going neck to neck. Try and be with that process. And next time, if you can report back, I try to welcome both, and this is my feedback, then we can move forward.
Thank you so much, Bhante. Much merits.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you so much, Bhante, for taking putting in so much effort for us all to gather such invaluable insight on mindful practice in a practical scenario. I think we are way beyond our time allocated for this session. I think we can wrap this up for today for the first session.
Yes. So I think we can end the meeting. And as for today's feedback, I feel that 1 hour won't be enough. Maybe we can make it 1.5 hours. Not probably more than that. 1.5 hours if we can make, that will be better. And everybody, I'm suggesting that you try and practice this for a while. Come back with the feedback. If you come back with the feedback, then we can give you further advice. And during that time, I am wishing you a mindful week.
We thank you, Bhante, and we all wish you the same. We wish you a mindful week as well. And yes. For everyone in the session at the moment, we appreciate your participation in the session. And apologies for the issue with regard to the congestion to enter into the Zoom at the very beginning. We will address that issue in the next session, moving forward. If you have any feedback to provide us, we are here to listen to any feedback. You can raise your hand and let us know if you have any questions or feedback to clarify.
Amanta, excuse me, can I suggest something?
Yes. Yes, Rajika.
I saw some people still mention that they didn't receive the, they couldn't access the document. So I make a comment if anyone want to have their document, if anyone looking for the document, maybe they can send an email asking for a document, our usual email. So then you can send them the document, I guess.
Yes, we can do that. And yes, I will put our email. It is easy to remember. It is beginners, NV for Nissarana Vanaya, at gmail.com. So I will send it again. It is beginners NV at gmail.com. This will be our official contact email for all questions. If you send an email to this, we can send you the document as well as a recording link of this session today. Yes, that's a good suggestion, Rajika. Thank you so much for that.
Namanta, and yes. I think it's probably good to also tell people if they can't do the Google form, they can also send you the questions via email as well, isn't it, Namanta?
Yes. So as we mentioned in the PDF document that we shared and attached onto the chat, you don't have to use the Google form. You can send it in the email as well. If you send through the email, then you don't have to use the Google form at all. You can use one of them, not both. So you don't have to use both. if anything is unclear and any other questions are there, you can raise hand and let us know. Even general feedback will be very welcome today.
Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to ask the participants. It's very important for us to know how do you feel about the program and what you think, what's right, what's wrong, what do you think we should improve. If you can let us know, we highly appreciate that. Thank you.
Namante, excuse me, it's Nadeep here. Yeah.
Yes, Nadeep, please.
Yeah, I think the reason for some people couldn't see the or download the document might be that if you log in with the tab or the iPhone or the Galaxy, the Samsung, they couldn't see actually the document or the links. I actually logged in with my laptop just now, and then I can see all the links and the documents, everything there. So that might be the reason.
Okay, so you mean to say you logged in through the Samsung devices earlier and you...
Yeah, I logged in with my iPhone, so I couldn't see the document there. And then I logged in with my laptop, so I can see all the documents here.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that is quite clear. Thank you so much for highlighting that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, unfortunately, we can't have all people logging in through Samsung non-Samsung devices. So it's fine. We will address this issue by the email going forward if it keeps happening. But we'll try to understand why that could be the reason, whether it's a Zoom setting issue or whether it is something else. Thank you for highlighting that, Naveep.
Namanta, I have the same issue on my Android with you know, the Sunday program. I couldn't see some of the documents. I don't know whether it's a Android. It's not particular to Samsung, I think. I'm not 100% sure about here.
Okay. I think then it is visible only on computers, which is operating on the Windows platform. If you're operating non-Windows, like could be the case for this one, Apple or and Android, it might be a different issue. So it could be a Windows thing where you can see the documents, but if it is non-Windows, you can't see the documents based on the operating system. I think we will have to use the email as the primary contact for this going forward. So all of you can send us an email. So we will save your email in a database and we can attach any communications and we can send you the links for the recording and we can send you the guide on meditation through that email. Okay, so if there are no other questions on the program content and the flow itself, I think we are good to end the program now. Yes, so I think we'll end the session. Thank you.